It's May. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists, Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman.
We're right in the middle of a subdivision, and yet this is a place that the beavers are also doing their thing.
We are along Left Hand Creek in the city of Longmont. The dam is right down here, so let's go take a look.
Not a smooth concrete dam like you get at Glen Canyon, which I hate.
Yeah, definitely. It's full of willow and cottonwood logs and stems. The beavers force those into this little narrow channel and dam the water behind it. And they've basically packed it with mud. And the city's decided through their water department and their natural resources department to let the beaver dam stay.
It was built by some of the best engineers around, the beavers. There are some big black pipes that look like the backs of an alligator, and a wire cage, and then a sort of a triangular piece of tin.
So that is the beaver deceiver that the city installed.
How does that work, Scott?
It is meant to regulate the water from floods so that it doesn't flood upstream of the beaver dam, and it allows the beavers to stay here. So it keeps the water levels from flooding upstream, and the beavers are tricked by it because they don't realize that there's been a structure put through the center of the dam to let the water drain out to keep it at a non-flood level. So the beavers have really stored a lot of water upstream of the dam. Ecologies throughout the West and throughout North America are looking at beavers to help restore areas that have lost their streams to climate change.
Just while we've been standing here, I've seen a red-tailed hawk fly in, red wings are singing, goldfinches have been flitting around.
Right, and these wetlands also serve another purpose. They are storing water so that people have sources of water around town, but also the wetland created by the beaver with all the vegetation and native plants, it's sequestering carbon, and wetlands serve as a natural filtration system for water, and they trap toxins and pollutants.
It's a nice contrast between the pond, which is very smooth and calm, and right below the dam, it's rippling along like a regular stream. Scott, if we came back, say, just at dusk, would there be a better chance of actually seeing beaver?
Yeah, they're nocturnal, and so they start emerging at dusk. People really are excited about seeing beavers here. In my walks along the creek, people often stop and ask about the beavers, and people are very excited that the city, who would normally come in and tear the beaver dams out because of fear of flooding, they're very excited that the beaver flow-through devices have been put in place to allow the beavers to stay.
Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman are friends and Boulder naturalists.